How do you do it? How do you know me so well? I didn't think it was ever possible for a person to really know another human being. I mean, we all say that we know our partners, our friends, our lovers, and at one level, that's true. There are some people we know much better than others. To really know someone, well, that's a big part of love, or deep friendship, or of loving a child. But I don't think I've ever had someone know the core of my sexuality like you do. I never have to fake it. You sense when I'm ready for sex and when I need to be on my own. When I'm feeling playful and when I'm down. And when I want to shower you with love, and when I need you to do things to me, dirty things, beautiful, filthy things, things that are hard for me to say to another person. But with you, I don't even have to say them, because you sense that I need them. The words are unnecessary, because you already know what I want. How do you do that? How do you know when all I want to do is ease your stress? To give you lots of kisses? To stroke your thigh? To release you? Run my fingers over you? And cover you with my loving saliva? I guess it's the way I snuggle up to you. Touch your arm, hold your eyes in mine. Now that I think about it, I suppose those are all the signals I sent you. But how on earth do you know when I need to be dominated, when I need to be ordered to please you, told in no uncertain terms how I should offer myself to you, face down and ass up, or with my mouth eagerly open, waiting for come, or in a missionary position, lying like a virgin on our wedding night, waiting for you to take me, raid me, pump me, till my cunt sore. I mean, I just don't get how you know just what I want. You are really something. Have you got ESP or something? Do you have a machine hidden away somewhere that scans my brain to pick out all my pleasure centers? So that when a red light goes on here, or a blue light there, you just know what to do. Well, whatever it is, I'm glad you know me so well. You know, one of the most amazing things that happens is the way your words affect me. They seem to worm their way inside me. So, it's not really you describing me anymore. It's almost like your words become me. As if your words and my identity become fused. Your words don't just describe my own thoughts. They become my deepest desires, my most carnal, secret longings. I used to think that good sex was all about touch, smell, feel, the kisses, the skin sliding over skin, the tracing of delicate fingers, the parting of lips, and obviously, those are all hugely important. But until you and I became whatever this is between us, I never really appreciated the power of words. I never knew how you speaking or writing a particular word or a phrase could make me age, literally age. So that stirring in my groin, in my tummy, between my legs, becomes so urgent that I can't be denied. I mean, sometimes you speak or write a certain word to me, and I have no choice. I have to touch myself. Do you know how fucking powerful that is? I can remember a message you sent, a conversation we had. I recall a specific phrase, the timing, the cadence, the way you wrote it, or said it, I just melt. One second, I'm a rational, confident, outgoing woman, and the next, I'm a sticky mess of my own juices. A pool of desire, a puddle on the floor, and sometimes when I'm alone, on the nights when my fingers are my best friend, I'll think of something you said, and the urge to touch my lips. Well, it just becomes undeniable. So, I take my fingers, my wet shoes, soaked fingers, and I dip them into me. I just have to give in to the temptation and use them to open my lips up so gently. That urge is sometimes so strong that I just sink to the floor. Literally, I can tell you the numbers of times I've just collapsed onto the carpet and played with myself. To your words. Oh, God. Just admitting these things to you. It's getting me aroused. Whew. Look, I know we're just talking. We didn't get together today for anything sexual. But would you mind if I let my fingers stray? Yeah, I can. Thank you, my love. Of course. I knew you'd understand. So, as I'm stroking my cunt, very slowly, will you tell me about all those things you want to do to me? Tell me how you'd kiss me. How your lips would run over mine, dancing, glancing your tongue, playing over the surface of my mouth. Tell me how you'd open my blues, pull up my t-shirt, or undo my silk robe. How you'd release my breasts, my lovely, full, ripe breasts. How you'd move towards me, so our chests were touching. How my nipples would be so hard, just rubbing over your chest. Tell me how you'd lick them. At first, very gently, because you know how sensitive they are. And then you take my whole breast in your mouth, sucking it and massaging it at the same time. You know how I love it when a man worships my breasts. They are very special to me. And I'm very proud of them. This is making me so wet. Would you tell me right here and now how you'd seduce me? Just imagine you've walked in and found me at this very moment, sitting in front of my mic like I am now, touching myself as I meditate on how your words make me feel. What would you say to me as you sat down in the chair opposite me? I'm pretty sure you'd tell me how beautiful I am. You really can't stop telling me that, can you? That's always a good start. Telling me how gorgeous and sexy I look. How you love the way my hair tumbles down. How much pleasure it gives you to stand behind me and kiss my neck. That does feel nice. You'd tell me how much you love to tease me, to play with me. How teasing me until I was desperate. Was so exciting for you. How your favorite thing was hearing me moan and seeing me squirm. My body twisting, writhing as you touched all those favorite parts. How wonderful it is to see me helpless beneath your hands, helpless beneath your fingers, desperate beside myself as you licked me, lust and total abundant pleasure as you made me do whatever you wanted, as you took me in whatever way pleased you. Babe, you know how much I love that. When, for once, I don't need to nurture. All I need to do is lie back, raise my ass, and let you do whatever you want to me. I love it when you take control. When I'm your willing plaything, how would you do that? How would you make me your plaything? Your little fuck toy? Tell me, please. You'd make sure I was fully relaxed. Okay, and you'd lean me back in the chair. Then what would you do? You'd kiss me. You'd take my top off. And then you'd take my hair. And you'd rub it over my breast. God, I love it when you do that. My hair is so soft, so silky. I love the feel of it over my tits. Then you tell me to take off whatever I was wearing on my bottom off. My jeans, my shorts, my sweatpants. But most important of all, My pennies. Oh, God. Oh. Let me do that right now. Okay, what next? You tell me to spread my legs apart. You'd say you want to see my gorgeous gland opened up, lips pulled apart, the pinkness that's inside me fully revealed, my pussy lips like the petal of the flower, waiting expectantly to be fertilized over all the ridges and valleys of my inner cunt, how it was making everything glisten, how it'd be sopping and swimming and my juices, just a hot, sticky cunt, primed just for pleasure. Oh, God. My love. That's how I am now. I'm so fucking wet. Keep going, don't stop. You'd sit on the floor. Fuck yes, do it. You'd be right between my legs, and you'd force them up as far as they could go. Fuck. Please, please, force me open, and then you take your middle finger and slide it into me, in and out, that fat middle finger fucking me, while all the while, yes? Your index finger. Oh, shit. Would be circling over my clit, making those lovely, slippery movements back and forth. Oh, fuck. Yes, do that. I fucking love it. And then, oh God, you'd put both fingers in me, and you'd spread out my cunt as wide as you could, as your finger fucked me. And then, you'd use your mouth, your beautiful mouth, to lick every fucking thing you could. Your fingers, my cunt lips, my throbbing little clit, my thighs, and then, oh God, when I couldn't stand it any longer, you'd take your fingers out, and you'd place your whole hand over my pussy. Your palm would be in my pubic mound, moving slowly back and forth, pressing down on me, while your fingers, your delicious fingers, would be flicking me, rubbing my little clit, the most sensitive part of my whole body, faster and faster. And I'd be bucking and thrusting. My hips would be coming up to meet your fingers. And I'd feel it building. Building. And you'd be telling me all these filthy and wonderful things. How much you love me. How soft my cunt felt. How wet I was. How exposed my gorgeous pussy was. How I was your personal plaything. Described so exquisitely, and I can imagine it so perfectly that my imagination just takes over, and then it's like you're really doing it to me. You're in front of me, doing everything you talk about. Fuck. That's so delicious. You are so good to me. I'm so glad we found each other. Till next time, my love.